You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I am Allison Fitter from MLB.com, and we are ready for our weekly chat with the great and talented Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for our wonderful website. And Thomas, I think I want to talk a little bit about the draft, even though it's a little bit away, but the James Shields signing solidified what the draft order is going to be and who gets what and where, and I couldn't help but notice that the Rockies have quite a few picks early. They have their third, 27th, 38th, 44th overall picks, and the second highest bonus pool to only the Houston Astros, of course, at $14.5 million. So that has to be, I mean, when we look at the Rockies, and obviously, they're not rebuilding and they're sort of retooling, but realistically, they need to be kind of putting together a 3-4-5 year plan, and this draft positioning certainly should help them.
Yes, if you look at the roster right now, even if you take away the Cargos and the Tulos and some of the pitchers that are nearing free agency, they're actually in pretty decent shape as far as building some depth. And you know, with the pitching problem, you've got to have as many bodies as possible. A lot of their key hitters are with the club through 2017 or later, and you have a good number of pitchers, some that were on the MLB.com top 100. You had John Gray, Eddie Butler, and Kyle Freeland, the top pick from last year. All of those guys were on the top 100. So if you look at it, the Rockies, by stockpiling these picks, whether it's through losing free agents or, unfortunately, losing games, they put themselves in a position to have a lot of depth. And they're going to have depth. If they're going to try to maintain a reasonable payroll, basically what's going to happen is when guys are ready for free agency, it's probably better they have somebody who's ready to fill in behind them. So you look at those picks, the Rockies, they tend to pick the best player available, and they also like to pick guys that they can get right into the minor league system. So these four picks in the top 44 really set well with their strategy. They can go after maybe a college guy first. They tend to do that, usually pitchers, although they aren't totally set on pitching. And then if they're able to sign that college guy, especially a junior, they can sign him for a little bit below the slotted value, and they could use some of that extra money if they're going to go after a high school guy a little bit later that may be tough to sign.
So in the past, like, let's look at the last 10 years. I mean, just overall. I mean, have the Rockies done okay with drafting and developing a lot of their own players? I mean, I'd have to look back, but I'm sure you probably know the system a lot better than I do. But just overall, have they done okay?
Not as well as they were a few years ago when they ended up going to the World Series and to the playoffs. They really haven't done as well. They've had a number of top picks that have either struggled or been injured or just simply haven't quite panned out. But now you're starting to see a new wave of guys, whether it's Kyle Parker, the first baseman and outfielder, who's just about to break in. You're talking about Gray. You're talking about Butler. Trevor Story, a young shortstop they got out of high school with the 45th pick back in 2011. He's going to be making his debut in Major League camp, and we'll see where he fits in. It looks like the last couple of drafts have given them some good players. So there was a gap, and you saw it in the performance on the field. You saw them not really able to fill spots. So maybe the Rockies now are finally getting what they want out of the draft. Hey, I look at the roster now, and there are a lot of first and second round picks, high round picks. One of the things that a team like this needs is guys in the lower rounds, like a few years ago, Brad Hoppe, an 11th round pick, Clint Barmus, a 10th round pick, that pan out and make a difference because they save your payroll down the road when you get an unexpected guy like that. Haven't seen that as much recently. We're hoping to see that from them coming up in the next few seasons.
What was the reaction? What was the general reaction? Like when Jeff Bridges was, he was basically promoted. So, you know, you saw a lot of general manager changes and a lot of organizations. And there was some were very splashy, big names, but guys that were brought in from other organizations. And whereas the Rockies promoted one of their own, was there any kind of period of time where he sort of, where people were wondering, like, is this really a fresh start? Was there a little convincing that the front office did or had to do to the fan base saying, no, this is the right direction, instead of going out and getting that, you know, really splashy name.
That is a process that is continuing, let's say, and it will have to continue, simply because as soon as the decision was broken on MLB.com, that was the reaction, was, oh, no, more of the same from the inside. Now, I've known Jeff Breidich for a few years, and he has operated quite well there, and I have heard through the grapevine of the office, and even toward last season, people on the outside looking and saying, hey, this guy is ready to be a general manager somewhere. It just so happened that it happened here. He is familiar with the group. Now, is he more of the same? I think not, because he came along quite a while ago, actually, and he was quite a young man. And Dan O'Dowd had a pretty good front office going, whether it was Josh Burns or Thad Levine or gosh, the name slips me, the GM in Texas, John Daniels. Guys like that were involved in his front office, and part of his management style was, if one of those guys had an idea, he didn't go to Dan and ask permission. Basically, Dan said, okay, if you have this idea, you come and present it to me as if we're going to do this. And that happened a lot a few years ago. I think maybe the organization kind of got away from some of that. But you had Jeff Breidich, who was within the organization, instituted some things in the minor league system. He is his own guy, so we'll have to see how it works out. But just because he was in the system, it did not mean they were going with more of the same. But, you know, I understand the fan skepticism, certainly. I mean, when you look at four straight losing seasons, you think bringing someone from the outside, let them come in and make a splash and see what happens. But the Rockies chose to go in another direction.
And I think you could look at it from two sides. So you can either say, well, he's too attached to his prospects and maybe would be a little gun-shy because he has such a relationship with some of the prospects that he wouldn't want to deal them. And then you get like someone like A.J. Preller at San Diego, who's like, I don't know any of these guys, and we're starting over and we're going for it. But that can also backfire because he might be traded away some future all-stars. So I guess that's a great answer.
Yeah, it's hard to know the answer. If you look back when Dan O'Dowd came in here, he was known as Dealing Dan, and he made all kind of trades. I think they used, in 2000, the first year under O'Dowd, they used like 53 pitchers. They went 82-80, and it took them, what, 6 more years to have another winning season. So sometimes when you make all those moves, they don't necessarily pan out for you. We'll see what happens in San Diego. Now, I will say this about what's happened there. I know I'm talking about the Rockies, but A.J. Preller, he was able to make a lot of trades and a lot of moves and bring in free agents, but it's still a good young pitching staff there that came up through the system, and there are still prospects in that system. And what you're hoping is that if the Rockies just stockpile just a little bit more, when it comes time for them to make the trades, maybe they can let go of some of their guys, which the previous regime was criticized for being too attached to their guys. Maybe they can let go of some guys, but still have enough prospects coming through and ready for the majors to where you keep the roster young and you keep the payroll under control.
So I want to I have to touch on this, and we'll just conclude with this. So the Rockies had a fantasy camp, and this is the beauty part of like what we do for a living. I think it's really funny. Like, you could write about like some in-depth article about a starting pitcher and go through his whole career and you know, like technical stuff. And I mean, you'll get some traffic on that. But if you have some kind of zany human interest, wackadoodle thing that happened, I mean, that's going to like get hundreds of thousands of hits. So if you Google the Colorado Rockies right now, what comes up is an 88-year-old man named Lou Dunlap. I believe that's his name. And he was participating in the Rockies fantasy camp just recently. And there's video of him up to bat. And he takes a pitch up and in and doesn't really like it a whole lot and starts to, quote-unquote, charge the mound, which is really kind of scoot toward the mound. I know you saw this. Is this like a real thing?
It's a real thing. And I'll tell you what, Luke, I've known him for a while. He's been around for a while. He is the president of Coors Field. Yes, and, well, obviously he's 88 years old. Of course he's been around for a while. But The truth of the matter is, when I saw him going out the mound, I recognized him immediately. And I'll tell you, the thing that surprised me was that he's 88 years old, because this is a guy with the energy of a 25-year-old. I mean, this isn't some sort of fake here. I mean, the guy, he loves his baseball. He loves his team. You know, he's as frustrated as anybody when the Rockies don't do well. And he has an incredible amount of energy. So this wasn't some sort of fake. I wasn't there for this, but I'm convinced that you know, he was out there competing. And at that time, a pitch came up and in, and he wanted to let the pitcher know about it.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I was a little suspicious just because, oh, there would be, like, somebody filming that very instant, because there's a video that goes along with it that has, needless to say, gone viral. But, yeah, I mean, once you think about it, like, if there's an 88-year-old man up to the plate, like, I'd probably start, you know, I'd take my phone out and start videotaping just for, like, the sheer, just the spectacle of the whole thing. But he does look like he's in phenomenal shape, and he did look not happy. And what I thought was funny was the umpire, like, I mean, it was just like you'd see with Major League players. The umpire comes out, and he stops him as if, you know, as if he really needs to hold him back. I'm not sure how many awful things can happen if he would actually reach the mound, but it was definitely highly entertaining.
Well, a couple of things. The first few steps, he held onto the bat there, so you don't know what will happen there. And the Rockies Fantasy Camp, it's a pretty big deal. I know that this year, for the first time since his retirement, Todd Helton was a part of it. They are getting some of their players from the past to participate, and even some of the younger guys who report to spring training early, they show up. So the team actually videotapes these things. It's kind of part of the package for the fans down there. They use it to attract people to come to spring training in other years, and I think that segments end up getting shown on the Rockies television broadcast. So that's why when I saw it, I knew it wasn't a fake, because I know how much effort they put into the fantasy camp and enticing people to want to come. And hey, if you want to go there and throw insight to a guy who next year will be 89 and get the daylights beat out of you on the mound, go right ahead.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's about the best way of free advertising I think I've ever seen. So good for them.
Outstanding.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it. Good luck at spring training. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.